everybody. Welcome to episode 153 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Ho ho hoops.
Dylan Rausch.
Ho 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 hoops.
And Gabe Philbin.
Ho hoops.
Yeah.
Gabe.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Boxing Day Barkley is back in full form.
Hanukkah Harden, I need to get that going. Mm-hmm. Need to get
Do you have a picture?
Yeah, I do. I got to find it. It's around here somewhere. Okay. It's on one of my computers.
I just put it on Google Drive, so I would never lose it.
Right.
I hope
it might actually be there.
I hope you've hung the ornaments off your basketball hoop with care.
That's something I'm seriously considering at this point.
I hope everyone has gone out and found themselves a nice hoop for the season.
You just need the Fisher-Price one.
Right.
Yeah, just a cheap little Fisher-Price basketball hoop. Hang a bunch of ornaments.
I'm going to put it next to my Festivus pole. Ho ho hoops.
So welcome back, Javi.
Yeah, man.
It's been a while.
Stay. You guys don't have a welcome back for me.
You were here last time.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't?
Yeah, you were.
Oh,
we didn't record last week.
No, we didn't record it last week. We didn't do
anything. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just decided not to do it.
Yeah, because you weren't there because of, like, you had to.
I was dying. Yeah.
And then the second night, Gabe's parents were gonna be in town or something. So.
Okay, right. Yeah. Now I remember. I was in the middle of finalizing a drug deal.
Yeah.
He was too busy screaming at someone in Grand Theft Auto Online. Mm-hmm. But Javi's back.
Yeah, sorry. Rachel gave me a beer when I got home. And then I was sitting here for 20 minutes, and then I'm like, where's my beer? And I left it out in the kitchen.
So now it's all warm.
It is. Johnny. It's okay. It's still a little chill.
It's chill, bro.
I really want a beer, but I'm not. I'm trying. I don't. There's like the company party on Thursday, so I'm trying to watch my
Ryan's calorie intake. Ryan's trying to clean up so he doesn't look like a fucking drunk.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm still
what do
drink.
You do with your free time, Ryan? Oh, I brew beer. I drink beer. I go to Buffalo Wild Wings and watch the Longhorns.
Beer is life.
Go Aggies. I'm still drinking, just not beer.
I got to my parents' house on Thanksgiving morning, and I poured myself a 7-7, then I didn't stop. I didn't stop pouring myself 7-7s until like Saturday afternoon.
Until I couldn't stand. How was everyone's Thanksgiving? Go ahead. I mean, continue.
Thanksgiving
Dylan,
was lovely.
Continue. I want to hear about your.
I drank a lot.
Oh God.
That'll happen.
You're supposed to eat a lot.
I did eat a lot too, but I
guys
drank
Dylan
a lot
got
too.
St. Paddy's Day and Thanksgiving confused again.
I'd say any holiday is good for drinking.
Well, I didn't have any eggnog, though, which is kind of disappointed.
That's okay.
That's a holiday hoops thing.
Yeah, you got time for the eggnog.
Yeah.
That's true.
You got plenty of time for eggnog.
There's still 30 days for eggnog.
That's
There's
true.
So
I
many.
I need to hook up with the holiday Joe Namath and find out where he got all of his booze from.
I'm gonna kiss you. Thanks, Joe!
obscure old sports references.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how obscure that is.
Yeah, it's pretty out there.
Pretty known. Oh, boy.
I watched a lot of football. It was probably the most football I've watched on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I think I watched.
And it was a mistake because they all sucked.
I watched more of Rachel's dad watch football because that was way more entertaining than the actual game itself.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God.
Does he get really into it?
Well, yeah, like, he loves the Seahawks. He's been a Seahawks
fan.
Oh,
that's right. They played the late game. I forgot about that.
Yeah. And, like, that game, like, was just an offensive shit show. And
we were yelling at our TV. I was just yelling. I was like, bench Kaepernick, you fucks.
I got to the bar, and, like, that game hadn't started. It was the end of the Cowboys game. And
oh, no.
And Texas A&M and LSU were starting, and Texas and TCU were starting. So I went up to the bartender. It's a bar that we go to every fucking year. Like, we go to this place all the time. And I was like, hey, can I get one of the TVs? I got my beer, and I was like, hey, can I get one of the TVs over there and, like, over where my friends were sitting? I was like, can I get one of those TVs on the Texas-TCU game? And the bartender was like, well, Trey has the remote, which is one of the people I was there with. I was like, oh. She's like, yeah, we just gave it to him. He's just controlling the TVs over there. Oh, all right. Well, then, I guess I'll go talk to
And then
to
Ryan
Trey.
Put on Two Broke Girls.
Yep, and then we watched that. Everyone had a better time. Everyone would, I probably would have been better off putting that on than the Texas TCU game, for fuck's sake.
No, but like, man. So the Seahawks-Niners game was so boring, and it's my family, and Javi, and Rachel and her family, and we're sitting at the couch, and Rachel's dad is just like getting so into it, and he's like freaking out whenever there's like really close to a first down, but he can't swear. He's trying not to swear, I think, because he coaches like first grade soccer,
it's fucking so
he doesn't
stupid.
Want, he doesn't want to swear when he's on the field. If am right. I stop me when I'm wrong, Javi?
No, sounds good.
All right.
Translation.
Or he's just trying yep. to not he's listening. Trying to be polite in front of the guests, in front of your family.
One or the other.
And he's like, oh my god. And he's like, just like stops himself right after like the first syllable of every swear.
And man, I wish I could do that.
And then my dad's like, so this is what it looks like when we watch a Colts game. I'm like, yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, you're not wrong, Dad. But yeah, Thanksgiving was great. Thanksgiving was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I didn't have a huge one. I just spent it with like my siblings.
Yeah, my family came up on Wednesday, and then we all set up our new phones, and then went and got dinner at some vegetarian place. It was actually pretty good.
Let me just say, Gabe's family is amazing. Amazing. And it's very, very sweet. Like, they ask questions about all the weird video games we play, and like,
did they actually ask any questions about Gabe's weird anime habits?
No, they keep that on the down low.
Yeah. No, they're very aware. They don't like to talk about it.
We keep getting all these boxes that are addressed from JapanOnline.com. What the fuck is happening?
My dad did bring up the weird Amazon stuff he sees because of what I see.
That was my fault.
And at which I said, I swear to God, I did not look up the 50-gallon jug of lube. That was linked to me.
Yeah, I like the time I open up my Amazon and like the whole suggested items list is fingerless studded gloves because of Dylan.
I sent Gabe the worst stuff through Amazon.
Because he'll just say, hey, check this out. And he says it normal. And you're like, oh, what's this? Oh, Jesus Christ, Dylan.
Like, he sends me all these weird anime figures, and then, like, the biggest one that made me so scared that my dad would see was the 50-gallon jug of lube, and I just needed him to know that that wasn't me. And, like, I remember when that first got brought up, people were like, it's for, like, wrestling or something. That's what it's... No, that's not a wrestling company.
That's a lot of lube, by the way.
No, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you think?
50 gallons is like a, that's like a normal number.
That's well, like yeah, a, it's a normal number, but for like oil. Barrels of gas or oil.
How much is lube going by the barrel these days?
Right. Or perhaps if you have a farm milk, maybe like 50 gallons of milk. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, but
or soda.
Right.
Yeah.
But Thanksgiving we tried to explain Velvet Sundown to my parents, which is you oh don't know is
that game is great.
A role playing, like a very, very role playing game, like role playing simulator.
Which game is this?
Velvet Sundown. It's free to play.
That's the one that Harris tried to get me to play.
Yeah, and it's
would not install.
Yeah,
what?
Well, it will not install on my system.
If you like share games with Velvet Sundown, like if like it happened to me too. So like I share games with Harris, and because he has it, it's listed as his game. But I couldn't play it from my account until I had to uninstall it and then like re-download it a couple times. So it was really weird. But
we tried this for a while back.
Yeah, and then we gave
and
up.
And because Gabe was able to figure out his, I couldn't figure out mine. No matter what I did, it would not let me play it. I could install it, but because it was listed as Harris's game, it would not let me play it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a fucking free-to-play game.
It's so funny.
I was just like, it's not worth it. It's not even worth it.
You're playing with a bunch of other, like, real people on the, in this, like, scenario, and everything, you type to talk, but everything is text-to-speech. And it's ridiculous. I don't really know how well to describe it. It's just the dumbest thing.
I still want to play D&D through the tabletop simulator.
We can get to that. Man. But yeah, Thanksgiving was a lot of fun. This is like one of the best Thanksgivings I've had. It was super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So other than that, how is you watched the football game? I think we went over everyone's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we did.
All pretty great.
Yeah, my Thanksgiving itself, it was just hanging out with the family and then the football. I did have an interesting Saturday experience after Thanksgiving.
He picked up two hookers.
No. So my old high school is in the playoffs, and so I don't really keep up with high school football. I almost never go back and watch games. The only times I have is like for stuff with my little sisters when they've been in high school. But they were in the third round of the state playoffs, and they're like in the biggest division in Texas. So it's kind of crazy that there's, because they won one game in my 4 years of high school. So now they're like, now they're undefeated.
They sound like my high school football team.
Yeah, they went undefeated. They were in the third round of the playoffs, and so I was like, well, sure, I'll go check out the game, and they won, which is cool. So now they're going to the state semifinals, but it was post game. Like, so I get the impression that there was a lot of people like coming out of the woodwork for this thing, like because they're suddenly good. And so like
the bandwagon high school football fans.
Yeah, it's crazy. So like
low do you get, Texas?
Yeah. Oh no, it's people who went there. I mean, it's all people who from there. It's just they probably also haven't kept up with it, and they're all of a sudden like, oh hey.
But they're all still good bandwagoners.
I guess. I mean, we did go there. So I went to the game, and then afterwards, like, there were some people that like graduated with me, and then like several people who graduated the year after me who all went out to a bar afterwards and hanging out there, and like the whole like top floor of this bar was people in Dickinson like t-shirts and jerseys and whatever else. I was like, what the fuck is happening right now? And then as the crowd started to clear out, like I was waiting on a friend of mine not from Dickinson to meet me up there, and I was waiting for her. And there was this group of about four or five guys who were all like class of 93. And I don't think any of them lived in Dickinson anymore, but they just came out and they were fucking trashed up at the bar, just giving the waitress all kind of hell. It was pretty fucking hilarious. But it was like, it was so surreal, like that this is post high school football game. And this is what's happening with all of these people.
Seems pretty standard fare Texas stuff right there.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was just so surprised to see that many people come. I mean, I assume these guys, it's probably what they do on Saturday anyway, but it was just kind of funny to see everyone, like all these people in Dickinson t-shirts just hanging out up there in the middle of Houston. But they won, and so I'm going to go do it all again next weekend. I'm hoping for some more laughs.
You should bring the barrel of lube.
Just throw it down on the floor and be like, hey, I'm not suggesting anything in particular, but if anyone needs some lube, here it is.
You don't even have to, you can just stick your dick in the hole on the side.
I even had some, like a group of people, like they were like, they walked over, they're like, hey, why don't you come join our table, because most of my friends had left and I was waiting on someone to show up. And so I was just kind of like watching the college games on TV, just kind of hanging out by myself, drinking my beer. And they came over and they're like, hey, like I was wearing a royal blue shirt, which is Dickinson's colors. So they come over, they're like, hey, were you at the Dickinson game? I was like, yeah. They're like, well, why don't you come hang out at our table? I was like, okay, cool. So I go over to their table, and then it was like 30 seconds. And then someone else was like, oh, we got to go. And they're like, let's go back to my house. And then they're like, okay, we're all leaving. And so I was like, well, you just invited me over here and now you're leaving, but that's cool. And then they invited me into their house. So I was like, nah, that's cool. That's all right. I'm good here.
You have been the guy showing up with all the lube.
Well,
no one will forget you if you show up to a bar with a vat of lube.
So long as I can get it on Prime, I can have it here before Saturday's game.
Over my shipping. Bobby can hook you up.
I can get 2 days shipping.
I'm ordering Harris a 50-pound barrel of lube. This will be revenge for me and Harris buying Ryan American flatulators.
Yeah, Harris didn't buy me that, asshole.
That was just you, Dylan.
He told me to.
That was just you, Dylan. You're the one that did it.
It was his idea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. All right, so let's talk about video games. Javi,
what?
Get us started.
Okay, video games.
It's been a while since you've been on. What have you been up to?
I got a lot on my docket, and I don't have much time to spend with each of them. Like, I have a Little Big Planet 3. And Pokemon Ruby, and GTA, and Destiny, and yeah, so I've put in a little bit of time into each of those. GTA is phenomenal. Absolutely get it. Gabe, I know you're over GTA or whatever, but you should at least come over and
we convinced Fozzie to buy it.
It's really cool in first person. Like,
I've
really
seen some clips of Dylan and Harris playing the online, and it looks really dumb.
I haven't even participated in any of the online stuff.
You're missing out. Me and Harris campaign. Have been doing Operation Dumbo Drop, where he gets in a car and I lift him into the air and drop him above a military base.
Oh yeah, Harris came over here on Saturday, Friday. And was telling me about this shit that y'all were doing. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
We were attempting to steal jets, so I was like, I got an idea. Get in a car, and I'll just fling you towards the base.
He said you guys were doing Eye in the Sky reporting from a news van being carried by a helicopter. So...
And Harris told me you guys do, like, if when you rob a place, it hustles it up. If you yell into the microphone, which is true. So like if you yell at the shopkeeper while you're like robbing them, they like put the money in the bag faster. But what he told me is it doesn't work if you're in a party chat. So he's just listening to Dylan go, put the money in the bag, shitlord. Over and over for no reason.
I didn't know it doesn't work in party chat.
I know. So I'm sorry if I just spoiled your fun, Harris, but it's too funny. But yeah, Destiny just got updated today.
Yeah, I saw.
So some things I like about that, actually a fair amount of things I like. They made it so you can buy those those elements, or what, like the materials, like from the planet, like helium filaments and stuff. With Vanguard marks and Crucible marks, which is cool. I still want them to, like, drop from, like, patrol missions. Like, that'd be nice, too. Like, so if, like, there's a direct, like, feedback from gameplay events instead of just, like, working towards it. But this is a step in the right direction, I think. They also changed some exotic weapons. Or, they changed, like, how they upgrade, so it's no more Ascendant materials. But, I mean, I've got 51 Ascendant energy just sitting in the bank, so... Guess I won't be needing that anymore. And it made it so it's only one like exotic upgrade that you have to buy from Xur for like the last slot of upgrades on the gun. I think that's interesting.
That kind of sucks because it's already, if you bought it from Xur, it's kind of expensive anyways.
It's like 7 ancient coins, I think.
Plus, if you spent 27 or 23 on buying the gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
it's not supposed to be easy.
Oh, it is now. I'm 30.
But the thing I don't like, which I guess makes sense, is they fixed the exploit where you can just knock the Templar off of the edge in the raid. So we actually have to do that legitimately now.
Sons of bitches.
I know.
You mean so they put up an Inviso wall all the way around instead of just in one spot?
Except partially.
Yeah, we've never done it legitimately, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes next time. I'm sure it won't be too bad.
Especially since we're probably going to be doing it on hard.
Well, we got to get, like, Dal is still super low. Like, he's like
fucking Dal.
Fucking Gabe. Gabe doesn't even play it beyond the raids.
I'm level 29. What do I need to?
Gabe got to 29, so, like, come on, Dal.
I got the last piece of raid gear, too, so I could get to 30.
You want to see if I can beat Dal to 29?
get the 30, you fuck.
I'm level 20 right now, so I got a ways to go.
Ryan, yeah, do you have a physical copy of PS4 Destiny?
No.
Damn it.
No, I downloaded that one.
Damn.
Why? I think.
I was going to have you ship it to Fozzy, because he's like, oh, I want to get on this raid shit, but I'm not going to buy that again. I'm like, fucking Fozzy.
I'm pretty sure I downloaded that one.
Okay.
I'm considering buying it
for him. Like, looking at it on Amazon. I'm like,
yeah, because I pre-ordered it physical copy on Xbox One, and it was late, so I downloaded it on PS4. That's right.
I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there's your Destiny.
You're like me with Smash Brothers. I have two copies of Smash Brothers right now.
On the Wii U?
Yeah, because I ordered it, and then I was like, oh shit, it's actually already out. Why don't I just go to the store? I went to the store and bought it, and then went to go cancel my Amazon order, and it wouldn't let me. And I was like, oh no.
Because it was on a truck on its way over.
Pretty much. And I was like, I just ordered it. Like,
cancel it. And I was like,
could you imagine if you could cancel it and they're like, fuck, turn the truck around.
Oh, you can cancel it. And then they're like, yeah, $4 to send it back. Fuck you.
So I'm desperately finding, I'm like, hey, do you have a Wii U? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, do you have Smash Brothers? And they're like, duh.
Yeah,
the Smash Bros. Are selling really well.
Or fucking Dal's case. Hey, do you have a Wii U? No. Oh my God. Do you already have Smash Brothers? Yeah.
Yeah. And you have that GameCube adapter that's selling for like $130 right now? Yeah. Fuck off.
Dal off.
I have a controller.
Get to level 29, idiot.
Yeah.
And you guys get to level 30, idiots.
I have a fucking GameCube controller just sitting around. I'm glad I at least got this. Because those are sold out now, too. Or at least, like, Amazon ones are sold out. So I'm glad I got one of these. And just wait for the adapter to come back in stock. But how's Little Big Planet 3, Javi?
It's good. It's,
really good.
I haven't put a ton of time into it, but, you know, a lot of it's the same as expected. Which isn't a bad thing, it's just more of the same. I was telling Rachel that, like, the route I would have gone with Little Big Planet that would have been more palatable to everybody, I think, would be if they, you know, maybe Little Big Planet for PS4, instead of being another iteration, like another numbered title, just call it like Little Big Universe or Little Big Galaxy.
Little Big World.
And just have it be a platform for any extra content they're going to release. So just constantly, you know, have big updates or release stuff. Like, maybe even have it be free and have all the community content from the past games be free. And that would be a big,
and
like,
then you could, like, buy expansions,
I guess. Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It'd be cool.
Exactly. Huh.
Consider for a minute Super Mario Galaxy.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't you want to make those levels in Little Big Planet?
Like 3D levels?
3D yeah. Platform.
Well, that's the other route. Like, if you're going to make Little Big Planet 3, make it, like, a big deal. Like, make a 3D, make the jump to 3D. It shouldn't be side-scroller anymore. If you're making a numbered sequel, but...
Yeah.
You can, because, I mean, look how simplistic some of those galaxy levels are. I mean, if that's the route you're going to go, that game right there, I would say, is a big... copy that game.
Just do that. We need more of that.
I mean, Galaxy is really polished. I'm not sure what you're saying.
I mean, from a stance of, like, those levels seem like those are levels that we could create. Where it starts, where it's kind of like a big, just like a big circle.
Right. Okay.
And then various, you know, depths, you can add platforms and stuff and build outwards or something like that.
Do you doubt our ability to build levels, Dylan? Like, I think saying that those are levels we could make, that's, I don't think that's a stretch.
So you can't make humans, a 3D platform.
Humans make these things.
Dude, building a 3D, like placing platforms around a sphere sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's the last thing I would ever want to do.
Oh, I mean, one control stick controls the sphere, which is the placement, and then...
I guess. And then
well, I do. I wonder what Media Molecule proper is working on. I know they're doing Tearaway for PS4, but that can't they be did it.
That, what was that weird
The puppet demo?
Yeah, what was that?
I think that was just showing off a little
bit. Really? Thing. I thought they kind of prepped you with peek at their next project. I
yeah, it was like, this was. Is like a peek of like the ideas we're looking at now.
Okay.
But like nothing concrete. And that was a long time ago. Maybe there will be something at this week's Game Awards.
Yeah. No. Anyways, Little Big Planet 3, you know, it. All that aside, it's good. It's really good. And I just unlocked, what's it called, Sack Thing, the dog creature. And it plays way better than Sack Boy. I think it relies a lot less on the physics. It's a lot more like canned animation, so when you jump, it jumps about the same every time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can jump off walls and stuff. Like I would make a whole platformer that's like way more fast paced and like way more like tight as far as controls go with Sack Thing instead of Sack Boy. So I'm like the first level that you play as that thing is like really pushing home that like the game's a lot faster now, and you can just kick off walls and do all sorts of cool maneuvers, and you have to fight a boss where you're like leaping over obstacles and kicking off walls and stuff. It's really, really, it feels really good. So at the same time, like, I still think like adding different characters at this point is a little, I don't know. It feels like it doesn't belong, but still it's good. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was like Sony's only holiday game other than Drive Club, which
Drive Club
baller time.
There's been a very bad trend this year of just games that don't work.
Sony really dropped the ball this year, didn't they?
It is a strong competition between Sony and Ubisoft. I think Ubisoft is winning overall.
Well, I don't know. Ubisoft actually has a product to put out there this holiday.
So what's
still broken.
Like, Drive Club is a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
It's the other disaster that there's no other games other than Little Big Planet.
Yeah, pretty much, like, Little Big Planet is the other game, and they didn't advertise for it at all.
Sony literally doesn't have a holiday lineup, is basically what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Which is pretty fucking sad. That is mind-boggling.
No, I mean, on one hand...
Words are hard.
Like, The Order was supposed to be their big holiday game.
And that got delayed.
Yeah. At least they didn't force it. At least they didn't resistance to it.
Yeah, that's for sure. I just think it's kind of disappointing that, like, what do you, like...
But, Dylan, like, I'm genuinely in a situation where I have so much to play. And
you're right. I'm in that same situation. So
I genuinely don't care.
Yeah.
Like,
I realize that, but when you think of companies usually had a big holiday selection lined up year after year.
Yeah, I think it's early though, at least.
Everyone kind of did, except for Sony. Sony didn't have shit.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I wasn't planning on buying it. Smash was the last game for me, until shit, probably next summer at least.
No Captain Toad.
No,
you ain't hopping on that, Captain.
That looks cool, but it's just not for me. Yeah. I liked the mini game, but I liked it as a mini game, not as an entire game.
That's really concerning to me. Like, I really like the mini game too. I don't know if I want a whole game of it.
Right, exactly. I enjoyed it, but
yeah,
I saw reviews out.
Giant Bombs today.
I haven't read them yet, but yeah, they're out.
Dan Reichert said he liked it, and it's good. And this is like the only time he's ever brought up price in a review. He said that like $40, he's like, I don't know, it doesn't feel quite right. Because like he said the boss fights were disappointing. Like I think he said there were like two main boss fights and then they're kind of just repeated, which is annoying.
I don't really care about that. I just mean it's literally just a mini game from Super Mario, 3D Land? 3D World?
3D World.
And it's just a mini game turned into a main game.
I mean, yeah. But
which that work that can work. I mean, I'm sure it does in this case. To me, though, that's not enough for me to buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll probably buy it. Yeah, I'll get it.
Oh, I'm done buying stuff for the holidays. Ching.
Yeah.
No, I think the only major release between now and I don't know when is like Bloodborne, and I don't really care about that right now.
Then Bloodborne might get delayed again, for all we know.
That's going with me. So I'm content with what I have right now, which is pretty good considering one of those games is a pretty massive undertaking.
Fucking which Dragon one? Age.
Dragon Age. Oh, yeah, God. I've been playing some of that.
I feel like I probably have the most time given how I spent all of Sunday yesterday.
Probably.
I think I've got 42 hours in it now.
God damn, Gabe.
Dude, I don't even have half of that.
I don't even have a quarter of that.
I don't know what's wrong with Gabe.
I played a lot of Dragon Age. I really like Dragon Age.
Okay, I will say this time, it is way better than the second game. Way.
Sterling reviews from Dylan Roush. It's better than this thing I despise.
I'm impressed that they actually learned something and were like, yeah, let's not do that again.
I think I was expecting something better visually. I mean, it doesn't look bad, but I was
expecting
better.
At times it looks pretty nice. But like,
and then the other times where it looks like every other BioWare game ever made.
Well, like, the environments are huge, so like that.
The animations are terrible.
The awkwardest of animations.
Yeah,
it's impressive.
BioWare cannot do like realistic animation without looking like a fucking awkward. Looks like a fucking awkward cosplayer.
Oh boy,
trying to like strike a cool pose.
Yeah, and that's that game in a nutshell. Yeah. That's that company in a nutshell.
Yeah, that and the armor on my character looks way too big for her.
The helmet looks like I have big head mode.
Oh,
I turn helmets off immediately. Yeah. And I think I complained about this the last time, maybe, but the hair in Dragon Age, the hair options are terrible.
It's true.
They're terrible.
Yeah, they kind of are. It's like normal, like for the female characters, at least it was like normal girl cut. Or the most ridiculous shit you've ever seen. One or the other.
It's like the standard, like, I don't know, like shoulder length hair that's like kind of brushed.
And
to
then
one
everything
side.
Else and is like a half shaved or a mohawk or something.
Yeah,
like,
I went with the Macklemore hair in the end.
It's funny looking towards the other major fantasy release on the horizon, The Witcher 3. Geralt's got locks of. That are glorious.
Well, he has no options for customization.
Actually, you could get your hair cut in the second game, at least.
Also, one of the things I thought was funny about the Saints Row games was that I made a female character and then used the male voices, but I couldn't do that in this one. What the hell?
I don't fucking care about your stupid Saints Row character.
Saints Row.
Dragon Age is more realistic, Ryan.
Oh.
Oh, you're right. Not wrong.
I forgot about the space alien riffs. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm talking about Dragon Age. I'm not even talking about Saints Row.
Yeah, Dragon Age. I just like fall into a pit of just like running around the big areas. And it's like, I got to find all the skulls so I can get all the shards. I want to do this. That and then
you made the big mistake of doing a completionist run on your first.
Like I'm not really doing. I'm just like any side quest that interests me.
You do every single side quest you possibly can.
No,
and that's terrible.
No, I do not.
It's terrible.
I did give up on a couple of them, and then I went back because I wanted the marker off of my map. There were two like horrible escort missions where you have to like one herd. Like this gazelle type thing towards a location, it sucks. And the other one was just like, bring old Druffit back to the ranch. And it's like, I don't want to do this. I'm literally just walking.
It sounds like you're going all Ryan with Kingdoms of Amalur.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, I played the shit out of that.
And that game was terrible.
That game was awesome. You're dumb.
That game was fucking
the amount
boring.
Of that game that you played made me want to check it out. But it's still not cheap enough.
They got to pay back that huge loan. They got to pay back that huge loan that Kurt Schilling
took out. I'm surprised they haven't gone all too human on it and destroyed all the remaining existing copies.
The difference is too human wasn't paid for with taxpayers' money.
Oh, God. It's true. True.
No, but Dragon, like, to me...
Fuck you, Rhode Island.
To me, Dragon
Age... That game
Age,
was good. Shut up. It was awesome.
Inquisition feels like what they wanted Mass Effect 3 to be like. Of, like, gathering a force together and, like, that working together to stop this.
It feels better. Because it's not just a bunch of numbers on the goddamn...
Yeah, it feels so much better. Because, like, you see them all in your camp and they all, like, they all, like, approve and disapprove of your actions. And you see that as you make them. And, like, there are, like, little scuffles as you go along that you have to handle. And the way I'm playing through is, like, I bring in, like, pretty much everyone I can. If I like them, I'll try to bring them in. And I feel like that's going to come back to bite me in the ass, that people are just going to, like, fight in the end.
No, Gabe, you got to play as a modern-day Claudius and just execute everyone you can.
Santa Claudius?
But, like, it really feels like what they wanted Mass Effect 3 to be, but maybe didn't have time to do or didn't have the technology to do.
They weren't competent enough.
Whatever the reason was. And they've said that Dragon Age Inquisition is like, think of this as like a template for future BioWare games. And I'm like, I can see like this translating over into Mass Effect.
I was going to say, you can already look at every one of their games as a template for their other ones, because they all have the same kind of design to them.
Well, Inquisition's so much bigger.
The same UI and shit, the same kind of story.
BioWare loves their weapon wheels.
They love their weapon wheels, they love their dialogue wheels. They love the same kind of like story arc.
And the morality system in this is good because there's no stat attached to it. It's just like people react to what you do instead of like them locking away gameplay options because you decide to do this thing bad instead of good. So like Mass Effect needs to get on that train.
Right.
And like that would be great. Like I am interested in how a Mass Effect game would operate like this. Like I thought I was completely out of the like out the door with the whole Mass Effect franchise, but you know, I'll look into it.
They're building on it.
Yeah,
I see they imported the poor animation and really inconsistent frame rate.
Oh yeah, they definitely brought that with them.
Like, you can't get a cutscene to run smoothly.
I haven't had many frame rate issues. I've seen them like for sure, and most of the
I've had frame rate issues.
It is. This game is buggy.
Yes, let me take this time to talk about my bugs, since Justin asked which ones I had. I have an awkward dialogue bug where in the middle of people talking, it just stops. They just stop talking and then just stare at me for 5 minutes before saying the next line. Yeah, I'm like,
Dylan was laying these out earlier. They were pretty good.
And I was like, is this supposed to happen? Why is this character staring at me awkwardly? Is he waiting for me to respond? I don't have my dialogue wheel. Where's my dialogue wheel? And then I just kind of sat there, and then finally they continue the conversation like there isn't a pause in it. I'm like, what? What?
They were just thinking really, really hard.
One of the character that I romanced, during her romance scene, it was like stop motion animation. Same with and it had that same dialogue pause.
Standing in the place where you live.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Another one, one of your party members, when you're in the main hub of the game, when I have a conversation with another character, like a cutscene or something, I can see that other party member just floating around in the background. And he's just flying in and out of my castle. I'm like, what the fuck is that? I should have recorded it last time it happened. I get to see his stupid mustache face coming in now.
That's the beautiful thing about playing on Xbox, is when that happens, I can just go Xbox, record that. And it will.
And then the stupidest thing. This has happened multiple times. I added two more bugs. My character is stuck in the jumping animation as he's falling. So it looks like an so it looks like when I'm like walking around, I'm doing this like weird dance move. I don't understand why. And then of course my save file is corrupted. So every if I play for like more than 3 hours, the game will crash.
Awesome.
And I have to reload. That's not good.
I haven't had bugs that big. My game has like full on crashed 2 or 3 times, but my autosaves have been fine.
Fucking PlayStation, am I right? mine hasn't crashed or shown any of those bugs.
So. I really wish I could show you like the animation my character makes when he's stuck in the jumping animation. if only we can make this into a GIF. He's like.
Oh, have you turned your camera on?
I did. I turned on my camera. And he's just like. Just stuck like that, dancing around.
Oh my god. All the bugs I have are just like silly little things. Like I'll have a conversation with someone and then two people will just like walk in between us and just stand there. And then we'll still just have a conversation. We'll just be talking through these people. But
I'll occasionally have a conversation with Cassandra, but the fighting dummy will be between us.
Yeah. It's buggy. Hopefully Mass Effect is not like that. The best bug I had in Mass Effect was in Mass Effect 1 on the PC, and when I went into an elevator, I teleported to the top of it. Like, I wasn't in the I was on top of the elevator, and I couldn't move, and it was just stuck there for like 5 minutes. I was like, alright, what happens if I save, quit, and then load that save? And I tried that, and when I loaded it in,
Xbox exploded.
I spawned in this completely white area, and I had my whole party there, and we were all, like, just pitch black. There's no, like, definition or anything, just, like, black models. And we were just, like, running down a hill. And just, like, perpetually running down a hill.
I had the one all the time in Mass Effect 2 where I would hit a guy with a biotic spell, and he would just be sitting there screaming. So, put it simply, BioWare is really bad at, I guess, technical.
Yeah.
Keeping it from being buggy.
Yeah, you know, huge games are generally buggy like this, which is unfortunate.
I'm giving it a pass in this case because, for the most part, I actually really like the game.
Yeah.
It's way better than, you know,
but still, expect bugs.
I went in having very low expectations.
I'm
Dragon Age Inquisition. Hold down R trigger.
See, I don't like that change.
Question about that. We'll get to the combat later on, but
Age Inquisition. Hold down right trigger and then try hit that RB button. Go ahead, do that.
The last thing I'll say, and then we can get into news. I like how the class you pick, like the race you pick, actually impacts how people like treat you. Something that they see, maybe learn from Always Sometimes Monsters.
Racists.
Yeah, like a human, the description is like, you're pretty powerful, you know, whatever, you own everything. And then elves is like, you used to be slaves, and a lot of people really don't like you. I was like, oh, that'll be interesting. And then I started this one scenario, and we had like this approval meter, and it was like, since you're an elf, you're going to start a little bit lower than you would if you're a human. I was like, oh, god damn it. All right. I respect that. So I like that aspect of it.
Unlike the way people respect you.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's get into news. There's not a lot of it.
Okay.
All right.
Is the Star Wars trailer part of it?
Yeah, we can get to that. I guess we'll just start with that. Star Wars trailer's out.
Yay!
So is the Jurassic Park or Jurassic World trailer.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, which trailer was more effective?
The Star Wars one.
Yeah,
the Star Wars one showed less that looked not bad.
It looked pretty cool. Given what we've seen, like, it's hard to do worse than episode 1, 2, and 3. So, yeah. And the fact that hey, guess what I saw? Actual sets and like locations.
No.
And like, sure, like they have to computer generate some shit, but they're using real models of spaceships, and that's all really cool.
Millennium Falcon was CG, dude.
The Millennium Falcon.
No, they've got a.
They do have a full scale.
They do have a full scale one out there. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, there's a Millennium Falcon on set.
I was gonna say that one from the trailer was CG. Dude, it was clearly CG.
That would make sense.
Should they do that shot practically? Because that's impossible.
Yeah, no, I know. I
it, totally it was that. It was a cool.
Are you sure? Because they certainly did that.
They didn't do anything like that.
No.
Yeah, there was no movement like
the
that.
Millennium
in the
Millennium Falcon going down the Death Star. That
it
was
didn't
practical.
Have those. Flips.
That wasn't practical. That was like shitty, it was a miniature like, green screen. Like those shots all look.
Well, the
like
actual ship
old.
Was a miniature, but then like the Death Star wasn't.
Yeah, but you like the movement they do and the camera movement they do. Like,
that wouldn't have been doable.
Yeah,
with they would have just had it. Would have looked funny had they. Because at first I was thinking, did they just like take like a 3D rendering of the model they built and then move that? But like that would look awkward if it was just like a picture of it that they moved around. Yeah. Like that wouldn't look right. that would look real bad.
I saw
right
a lot of people complain that like Mark Hamill of Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher weren't in the trailer, and it's like those are the things I want to see the least. I know what those are like. I know those people. I want to see what they're doing that's new.
See, the trailer to me felt kind of like, hey, did you remember Tatooine? We're on Tatooine.
Oh, we don't know
if
that's Tatooine.
Do you remember X-Wings? There's an X-Wing.
But it was also the teaser trailer. This is not like a – like this is what teaser trailers are. Like here's a little glimpse of the things that are cool. Bye. Like that's all it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and should everything be unrecognizable because – then it's not what's
no
what's
then you get the prequels,
isn't it? It's taking place after episode 6. I don't know how far after episode 6.
Like the trailer was great. I mean it was fine. I mean, it could clearly be a fucking shitty movie or it could be a great movie. I think it's gonna be great because it's J.J. Abrams. It'll look great, and it wasn't written by the assholes that did Spider-Man and Star Trek.
David fucking Lindelof. I can't stand that motherfucker.
Like Heidenweiss made a point to tweet, oh, everybody's, you know, enjoying this trailer, but remember, JJ directed Star Trek 2. I'm like, but he didn't write Star Trek.
He didn't write
two.
It. Yeah. That was the fucking Lost writer.
Like, yeah, those are the Spider-Man guys. But
I was discussing this with Rachel. I don't understand how that writer still gets fucking work.
There's a lot of people.
He's awful.
That get work in Hollywood that shouldn't.
Go ahead. Oh. I just think the trailer was good. It was great. And people like are dogpiling about trying to find anything to hate about it. And it's like, all right, calm the fuck down. Cause that didn't tell us anything. It looked cool. There was neat stuff. Like,
That X-Wing scene. Oh God. I was like, oh fuck. I know it's like 3 seconds, but it was the most badass 3 seconds.
And for me, and it was totally, I like Star Wars a lot, like the originals, but I'm not crazy about Star Wars. I would never like buy an Xbox that looks like R2-D2 or anything like that.
You like the good parts of Star Wars,
right? Well, I didn't grow up on Star Wars because my parents are crazy. like I saw the original trilogy in junior high. That was the first time I saw it, and but I loved them. I really, really loved them, and. But anyways, so I'm watching this trailer and there's the dude in a stormtrooper outfit on Tatooine or in the desert. And I'm like, that's cool. That looks different. And then the chick on the speeder, okay, whatever. And then, but like Ryan, but for me it was the second the Millennium X-Wing. Falcon. Oh, the Millennium Falcon's just like blah, and like doing that backflip and the music swells up. I was totally like not expecting to feel this way, but like all this nostalgia just went over me. I was like, okay, this is great. I just had a smile on my face. I'm like, okay, yeah, all right.
Yeah, and that's how I felt about the X-Wing, because, like, what they're doing, like, flying low over the water, like, it just gives this impression of, like, some kind of, like, super, like, badass secret mission. Like, we got to stay low. We're on the water. Like, I'm like, what are they doing? What's going on?
I mean, the camera did move more in this, like, what, 40-second teaser than it did in the entirety of the 3 prequels. So.
That's true.
That's the same.
Static image.
I'm super curious about, because you mentioned that stormtrooper at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I hope
I'm super curious.
I want him to be a stormtrooper. Get rid of the clones.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm super curious what his role is, because, like...
I thought he was the main
character of the movie. Yeah.
Is he? Yeah, they throw him in there, and he's, like, Stormtrooper guy, and you're like, okay, like, I get the impression that Stormtrooper guy might not be what he wants to be, like...
Maybe.
Or...
That could be cool.
He's like a double agent or something, or maybe, like, looking at defecting, or...
Yeah, yeah, he's the kid from Attack the Block, and if I remember right, when he was cast...
The Raid, isn't he, as well?
No, you're right.
Attack the Block.
And when he was cast, I thought all the news reports said something like, Star Wars has found its lead. And I was like, oh, shit.
So, yeah, you're right. He is the lead of the movie.
That's so cool. It's really different.
I hope it's not like hiding in a disguise as a stormtrooper thing. I hope he is a stormtrooper.
Hey, did you guys remember that scene where Luke's too short to be a stormtrooper? He's shorter than the other stormtroopers.
Well, and
it rhymes.
Like, my dream scenario, like, everybody's talking about, yeah, like Gabe said, where's Mark Hamill and Han Solo and all that shit? Like, I want, like, it to just be a quick little wink and nod. I want, like, oh my god, we need a ship to get somewhere, and then I know a guy, and then they meet Han Solo for half a second, he's an asshole.
Yeah, and I want those three to be in the movie as little as possible.
Yeah, and then they inherit the Millennium Falcon or something. I don't want them to tag along for the adventure. I don't want any of that shit. Yeah. Like, just...
Hey, could you say that you guys want Harrison Ford in the movie part-time?
Exactly.
Part-time.
Part-time.
Yes.
Well, also, like, I mean, it's probably the Millennium Falcon, but also that's just a class of ship in the Star Wars universe, so maybe it wasn't even the Millennium Falcon.
It's the Millennium Falcon.
Fuck that. I don't subscribe that, all the freighters have to look like the Millennium Falcon.
No, the thing I didn't like about the trailer, I don't really like the design of, like, the Claymore lightsaber. I think that's a little doofy, but...
Long sword. Trust me, the internet was very clear about this.
Oh, excuse me.
Hey, you know what? I'll be happy as long as they're not performing choreographed ballet like in the last three movies.
I really liked that the lightsaber was, like, electric, like, lightning. It didn't look like a clean beam of light anymore. It looked messy and unstable.
It's because they used a shitty crystal.
Yeah, but He turned it on. I was like, "Oh, that's different. I liked it. Like the sheath
stuff. It didn't
feel
as clean.
Yeah, which is cool. It didn't look like
Star Wars
a clean,
should be fucking
soft
dirty
beam.
And gritty.
See, I always was of the impression that because the Sith can use the natural crystals to put in the lightsaber, so they had to use synthetic ones. So I always felt like theirs should feel like kind of shoddy.
Yeah.
And kind of because I guess they threw that away, but you're supposed to build your own lightsaber.
Yeah,
right.
And so yeah, the Sith always use synthetic crystals,
and then the prequels threw that shit all the way out of the door.
All the younglings got lightsabers now. Yay!
Yeah, it's funny. Like, people are finding things to complain about. I'm looking at this and like, I can only find things I like. I like the
I'm just being hopeful. This is things I hope they do.
Star Wars is like it cannot get
it can only
worse.
Go up. Yeah. It can only
You're right.
It hasn't been like amazing since what, 1984 when Empire came out?
And each one of Lucas's prequels were not just disappointing Star Wars movies. They were legitimately horrible, horrible movies. Like, they were bad movies across the board. So I mean, if we get, like, an average, like, pretty good movie, it's a huge improvement.
And doesn't it have the writer from Empire?
Yeah, he came to help. Yeah. Right, yeah.
And, like, J.J. Abrams did, the first Star Trek is a lot of fun. I didn't see Into Darkness. I will take everyone's word for it that it's garbage. Yeah.
But the thing is,
I really like Super 8.
I love Super 8.
I really like Cloverfield. I think J.J. Abrams knows how to make a fun movie. And yes. I think Star Wars can be...
Well,
what Star Wars can do really well, be fun.
A lot of people always said that the first Star Trek was a better Star Wars movie than Star Trek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and back to Super 8, like, J.J. Abrams has been very, very vocal about what a huge, like, early Spielberg fan he was. And Super 8, he worked with Spielberg to create one of those movies. Yeah, exactly. And I think that movie looks and feels exactly like that. I love that goddamn movie.
Yeah.
And then he's also been vocal well before he got hired that Star Wars is like the world to him. and now he's doing Star Wars. And I don't know, like people that are like, he's gonna fuck it up, he's terrible because remember Star Trek 2. I'm like, you're a dumbass. All right,
that was that fucker from Lost's fault.
Like,
I don't know, Dylan. I just watched it again, and I feel like that Millennium Falcon that shows up might actually be the model that they used.
You're adorable.
They have a square dish on it instead of the round dish.
Oh boy.
Why else did they have made the forums. Model if they weren't going to use it?
What about the ray dome?
I don't know. That looked very CG to me. I didn't mind.
Well, the
much.
Movements look CG, but the shit
I didn't mind
because
it didn't take me out of the movie or the trailer, I guess. Yeah, like the prequels do, where everything looks really fake. Yeah. And so I'm like, oh, this is a cartoon.
No, like it uses a good amount of like motion blur, and the camera movements are really cool. It's like, yeah. It's a good use of CG if it is CG. I'm pretty sure it is.
The
pretty
biggest sure. improvement to me was it felt like...
I just feel like the ship itself thanks, might Ryan. Not have been. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's over.
It's done. Jesus. But yeah, that's the Star Wars trailer. It's a podcast about video games.
Can't wait.
Sorry, it was more interesting than all the video game news.
Like there's like two other things.
There's video games.
The other thing is Ubisoft. this was like my favorite.
Did anybody take me up on my offer of writing how much you hate me because I told you you're a dipshit for buying Assassin's Creed? Or
I don't know.
Nope. I haven't gotten anything.
Nah. Fucking idiots.
You bunch of
chance.
Pussies.
You had your chance. Well,
no, here's
you
the real
lost
test.
It.
Are they going to buy the crew? Because Ubisoft has straight up told people, they had like a press release saying, don't trust the early reviews of the crew because they don't fully represent the game.
Oh no.
The rest of the game is all microtransactions. Oh, I'll say it again, if you buy Ubisoft products, you're part of the problem. And you're a fucking idiot.
And apparently like the crew has like radio towers just like the Assassin's Creed Eagle.
Because every game is the same that they release.
The Far Cry radio towers. It's like, oh my god, you're not even trying to hide it anymore. This is like just
we
like
just put a new skin on the same game.
How BioWare has said they want like Dragon Age Inquisition to be like the template for their later games. Ubisoft just has like one game. They're like, all right, here is exactly this is the formula.
Now you're a driving assassin instead of a running assassin, and this one you're a shooting assassin.
You just got
instead
wheel
of a stabbing assassin, and this one you're a hacking assassin instead of oh.
If you,
God.
If Assassin's Creed just made the character model a car, I think I might be a little more interested.
Seriously, you fuck Ubisoft. Fuck you for buying Ubisoft. Fuck the French for bringing us Ubisoft.
I'm not going to endorse that. I'm not a fan of Ubisoft.
Or the French.
but their fries are really good.
Oh,
you mean freedom
David
fries?
Cage and Ubisoft.
You mean freedom fries, Gabe?
Oh, man. All right, next up. The Game Awards are going to be on Friday, and
suit up,
everybody. I'm coming over, and we're watching the Game Awards.
No, we're suiting up. We're doing the tradition.
Yeah,
I mean, you can go over there.
Yeah, I'll
we're
bring a tie
up.
And a jacket.
Well, if you are coming over, we got to load up those 30 great games that I bought.
Yeah, I'll bring over what Monster High and everything.
We'll have a
good old time with those.
You should have got the doll with it.
What channel is it on? Do we know?
It's streamer. Oh, not on
is it
channel.
Twitch.
It's on.
It's not on Spike anymore.
Yeah, not
it's,
not
it's
Spike
straight
at all.
Out of. From what I understand, it's 100% Jeff Keighley joint. Like it's straight out of his pocket.
Yeah.
So, and I guess he invited people, like internet people, like
right. But Boogie, I assume it's got to be streaming on some kind of like legit service, like
probably game trailers. I'm sure it's game trailers.
It's like streaming on. It's going to be on each like console. Like you can watch it on Xbox One and PS4.
Okay, good. That's what I was
probably.
Thinking. That's
Twitch.
What I was curious about. Yeah, like can I just turn on my console? And
but
watch it on my TV?
What we know will be revealed there. We'll have a world exclusive of Metal Gear Online.
Yeah,
time to. I'm excited now. Like I was actually gonna ask.
Excited
you, because I love. I like all of us getting together and getting in suits and then making fun of it. Like, that's...
I actually have a suit this time. Yay.
Like, actually, it was funny because today I was thinking about that for whatever reason. I was like, man, it's December 1st. And I was like, when the fuck is that game show? And I was like, going to ask you guys. And then, half an hour later, Gabe's like, hey guys, that thing's on Friday. It's like, all right.
You could smell Doritos on the air.
Yeah, it was. Exactly. And,
like, Metal Gear Online, like, part of me just hopes it's as dumb as Metal Gear Online was and Metal Gear Solid 4, but just, like, easier to get into. Like, yeah. Just the clunky doofiness of Metal Gear Online, like, I mean, is just
if it
dumb.
Was, if it's Metal Gear Online as it was, but it plays like Ground Zeroes, I'm happy.
And, like, it's, you know, it doesn't take, like, 5 hours to download a patch.
Oh, yeah, and it's actually integrated into the PlayStation Network and not just its own thing.
Not Konami.com.jp.
How insulted would you feel if they had, like, a Solid Snake, but still voiced by Kiefer in Metal Gear Online?
It's, like, it's finally,
I'm
like...
sure they will.
It's finally hitting me that, like, David Hayter really is gone. It's, like, it's not just a stunt. It's Kiefer now. I'm, like, no.
Yeah, it's not a stunt, dude. Especially, the way that David Hayter has reacted to all
like,
of it.
He had a thing, he had a Ask Me Anything on Reddit, and he's like, somebody asked him about his reaction to, like, the whole Kiefer thing, and he was like, I wasn't thrilled about it.
It's like, yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sucks.
What's... Like, why? Why Kiefer fucking Sutherland?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I mean, well, Kiefer, well, like, look, if they were going to change his voice, Kiefer's pretty great. But they shouldn't change his voice.
Okay, Kiefer Sutherland. I kept on waiting. Oh, God damn it. Well, and then last up is a defect Samus amiibo with two arm cannons sold for $2,500 on eBay.
Yeah, I just saw that.
And Dylan was telling me amiibos in general are, like, selling out and just selling for, like, $50 now instead of $13.
Why? They're useless. Ryan, you still think they, like, add so much value and they're way better than Skylanders? Because they're kind of useless.
What do you mean? When did I ever say that they did that? I said I wanted to try them. I never said they did that thing.
You were very,
yeah,
I
don't recall that.
You were very passionate with talking to me about, like...
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think you're thinking of someone... I said I wanted to try them, and they seem cool.
Javi, Ryan,
but I
know.
Skylanders.
You're making the point that Skylanders locks away content while Smash Brothers gives you all of it, and then the amiibos are better because... Like,
well,
they
that was what I was.
Things, huh?
That's what I was thinking they might do, but I never said that they were like the great. Because like I didn't know what they did, so I guarantee I never said that because right. I didn't know exactly what they did, and now I think I know less what they do now that I have them. Now that I've actually played with them, I'm still not sure what they do.
Yeah, they're pretty useless. But yeah, I guess I misunderstood you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. I was never like all aboard. I just thought they were cool and they looked cool, but I still was never sure what they did. And after using one for a little bit, I was like, "What the fuck is happening right now?"
No one knows.
The Skylanders gets him enough women. He doesn't need any competition.
Yeah, and I might still buy a few more just because they're like cool figures. But I, as far as like. Their usefulness in game. All right,
don't get any of the ones with a sword then, because those swords are floppy.
They're fine. I'm looking at Link right now. He's good.
Did you get the villager? Because the villager's like $40 now.
I like the picture.
I'm definitely
that...
going to get one, though. They're on stores here. Like, there's so many in stores
the
here.
The picture that Javi and Fozzie painted for me of the first amiibo match they went in, they like went up against, this guy put Shulk out. And he just kept doing the backslash with his side B, which sends you a little bit forward. He just kept doing that right off the edge. It's like, nailed it, Nintendo. Nailed it.
Yep.
But Smash Bros. As a whole, I haven't played it enough because of Dragon Age. But what I have played, like, we had a lot of fun. There's some lag issues, for sure, which was disappointing when we played. I didn't have anyone I played with, Harris... and Ryan before that.
We had major lag issues when the four of us played.
Yeah, I wonder what... Yeah. Wonder
that
what
was only on Battlefield, it felt like.
It was elsewhere, too. It was on other stages. I feel like Battlefield was the worst of them. But we had, that was so much fun. Ryan's stupid villager is so dumb. People will be fighting, yeah. And then you just see Ryan looking all cute riding on a tree. It's like, oh, isn't that sweet? And then he just explodes in your face.
He's a really good group match fighter. I found he's not as effective one-on-one.
Yeah, Ryan was struggling a lot when it was playing with Harrison, one of Harrison's roommates, and he like, couldn't get a guy going, just getting frustrated. Then he pops in the villager,
and he's just
laughing his ass.
Fucked everyone up.
He still didn't beat me. Like, let's not get ridiculous. But he's just laughing his ass.
No, I beat you once. I had one group win. But I was usually second either way.
It was like get down to me and you, and I'd really want to finish you with King Dedede's down B. His stupid rocket hammer.
So it would just be 5 minutes of us jumping around, yeah. Not hitting each other.
Yeah, I need to play more Smash Bros.
I felt like the entire time when it was just me as Robin and you, Javi and Gabe were just bored out of their minds because I didn't know how to play Robin at all.
Yeah. But overall, I mean, Smash has been a lot of fun. The little bit that I've played of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But let's hop into questions, everybody.
Okay.
Everybody. All right, so from last week when we didn't record because of Thanksgiving and scheduling and stuff, blah, 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 blah. All right. Justin Doss says, please discuss Too Many Cooks in great detail.
I won't. Well, I can give you all the detail you need. It's not funny.
Smart.
I'm actually with Ryan. I'd rather not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we've already done
it. The most detail I will say is smarf.
Yeah.
I'm over it. So I get over things real quick.
He also asked, what are your plans for Thanksgiving Day? But we already went over that shit. Jordan Rodkey, talk about wrestling. Ryan, how about you talk about wrestling? Your wrestling experience.
that you had over the last week. Wrestling experience. Well, see, did I tell you guys about this already?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, the funny thing was, like, okay, so I tweeted, just joking, like, hey guys, it's scripted. And then I had two people come after me, like, saying, well, so is every other form of entertainment and movies and games and blah, blah. And I was like, yeah. And I didn't want to respond to it. I was just like, I'm not getting into this. But,
Dude, I will now. I've looked at some of those people who, like, on Twitter who, like, are hardcore wrestling fans.
Uh-huh.
Those people are fucking delusional.
Right, and so my point was, like, yeah, if you could see my timeline right now, people don't talk about it as if it's fake. Like, people talk about it. Like there was I didn't watch it, but I guess there was some point where a ref, or whatever they call him, stopped counting. He didn't throw down the three count. When he clearly could have.
Blasphemy.
And there was a lot of people like, oh, he had time. He could have thrown down the three count. And I'm like, no, he couldn't. You know why?
because
it's not in the script. Now, you can get onto him for bad acting. Like, maybe he should have spaced it out a little bit more. And after two, he should have been like, dog, get the fuck up. You're making me look bad. Like, come on. We got to get this moving. But no, he could not have thrown down the third one because it's scripted, dog. And I get that a lot of other forms of entertainment are, but everyone talks about those forms of entertainment as if they are scripted. Not wrestling. Not on my timeline.
It's still real to me, damn it.
It's all right. You're starting to sound like a Ravens fan.
It's a fucking
it's scripted against the Ravens.
Yeah, yeah, but Ravens. Ray I'm
Rice.
Sure it is.
I mean, Ray Lewis didn't murder those people.
Yeah.
Are you talking shit on wrestling?
Yes.
Oh, that's too bad. Wrestling's good.
I'm talking shit on wrestling fans, not so much wrestling.
Me and Javi watched in like the Attitude Era.
Yeah, when it's done great, it's done fucking.
The
great.
Last thing,
and that's fine. I was just talking about my timeline and the way people were talking about it was not like they act as like they talk about it as if it's not scripted. It's scripted.
Okay. Yeah,
like I get you talking about it like, oh, I don't like the story going this way or blah blah, but like. When they're legitimately complaining about, like, well, why didn't they do this? Well, because his script said he couldn't. Like, that's why he didn't do that.
Well, most of the time, I don't know in what exact context you're talking about, but, like, the winner of a match is decided, and then maybe one or two, like, key moments in a match they'll plan together beforehand. But, like, the rest is improv. So it's kind of like watching two people go on stage like at a comedy club and try to improv with each other. But like, and but the best wrestlers just are amazing. They make each other like look awesome. The Rock was the best wrestler, and not necessarily because he had the best moves or whatever, but he sold whatever was done to him. So like when Stone Cold did the stunner to the Rock did like a fucking backflip to show how powerful it was, yeah. You know, and like and twitched on the floor. It was fantastic. So I don't know, like seeing two people that are really, really good together. That's what wrestling's all about. It's fucking awesome and entertaining as hell.
The last thing I was into was the CM Punk like leaving with the belt storyline. Like that was the last one I thought was like had any sort of worth to it. Like it was like
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
CM Punk had the belt and his contract. Like the storyline was his contract with WWE was expiring. And if he still had the belt when his contract expired, then he'd like leave with the belt and it'd be gone forever.
So it's what Vince was terrified of with Bret Hart.
Yeah, and they had a match with Cena like at the last day of the contract, and it was like it was a fine match. But
Cena wins. LOL.
Cena sucks.
Cena did not win.
Good.
Cena's such a boring fucking wrestler.
And then CM Punk walked away with the fucking thing, but then they turn into like some dumb bullshit. Like they said on Giant Bomb, I think the quick look, like had they like done some like stupid like social media campaign where you see like just pictures of CM Punk showing up like these back end wrestling game like matches with the belt, like that would have been fucking cool. But no, he just like tweeted pictures of it in his fridge. And that was like the thing.
I don't know, once kind of like the whole, I guess, Attitude Era ended, we kind of stopped watching.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's still real to me, damn it. It's still real to
me. So, I don't know anybody like newer than, like, I guess Randy Orton.
Hell yeah, Randy Orton. RKO.
So, I mean, we didn't stop watching. No. I mean, we watched Batista. Pretty, I guess, recently, up to like 2006 or so, and that's around the time we stopped.
It was up until John Cena became like the face of the company.
Yeah,
like
that's around. And
the thing that sucks is like I remember when John Cena was kind of like a third string, like underdog. Like it was at WrestleMania.
He was like who you would see in like the Intercontinental.
Yes, and he was like in a filler match at WrestleMania. I think this is like the start of his rise to where he is now. But like. He was in, like, a filler match against The Big Show at WrestleMania, and then he, like...
Oh, that's gotta be boring.
And he was, like, a villain at the time or whatever, but the fact that he was playing against, or fighting against Big Show and, like... I don't know, it was just, a really cool match, and, like, everybody just started cheering for Cena just because... I don't know, he's kind of endearing because he's this, like, white hip-hop guy, and it's so lame. It's so fucking lame. I think at that time he was still wearing the like fluffy pajama pants.
he was still a heel at that time.
Yeah, and it was
when he turned into a face that he became horrible.
Exactly.
To watch.
Exactly.
And I just remember that the last WrestleMania I ever watched was with you and your brother, and it was the one of Triple H and John Cena.
Yeah.
And Triple H was supposed to be the heel, but everyone was cheering for him.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to watch that boring asshole for another.
The second he started showing up on fucking Fruity Pebbles boxes and being like a role model for kids, it was lame. It was over.
He's not Charles.
I think they tried to do another Hulk Hogan thing where Hulk Hogan was on everything. He was on your cereal. Mm-hmm. He was on your fucking. He was on your lunch boxes.
He was in your sex tapes.
Oh no!
He is the Razor Balls. Oh god!
He was in your Saturday morning cartoons.
Is that early Cena in that picture?
Early Cena, right?
He's
there,
got like a fucking P. Diddy like fluffy hat on.
It was great.
That was pretty entertaining when he
used to come out and like rap against like the main like the headliners. He would come out and just start like. Fucking doing these awful raps against them. And like my favorite wrestler ever was Kurt Angle, and Kurt Angle came out one time and they did a rap battle, and Kurt Angle was so lame. It was amazing.
We all enjoyed Kurt Angle
was the best.
The milk truck was the highlight of that.
Yeah. Hey, we successfully just talked about wrestling.
Huzzah.
I miss those days. When I look at it now, I'm like, I don't understand.
I mean, it's always going to be dumb. It will always be dumb.
It's going to be repeated. I know. And the same storylines are going to be repeated forever.
And if
ever.
You can accept that
so
dumbness,
it's just
then it's
a nostalgia
more fun.
Thing for me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, matches can be exciting on their own. Like just the stunts that people do. It's
what
cool.
Was
right? And I have no really... problem with that. I should make that clear.
Yeah.
Like, what was that really good one of Shawn Michaels, Javi?
Against Triple H?
No.
I like
no,
Shawn Michaels and Kurt
Benjamin.
Angle. Oh, Shelton Benjamin was crazy. He would like fling his body through the air.
I just remember that one with Shawn Michaels and Shelton Benjamin, and it was fucking great.
Alright, next question. Justin Doss says, discuss the combat system for Dragon Age. I don't find it thrilling. Yeah, it's the worst part of Dragon Age. The combat sucks.
What did you expect? It's the same combat that they've all had, just tuned differently.
I'm a
like if you were really not like if you didn't like the combat in the first game, I don't know why you would even bother
with
this.
It's
one.
Like MMO combat, pretty much. It's like that. That's pretty much exactly how I think of it. I do like being. I'm a dual dagger rogue, so it's fun to like sneak around people. Because I die pretty quick, so I like that part of it, and just like getting around to their back so they don't notice me. But right. You know, it's holding down the right trigger, waiting for your cooldowns. You know, maybe repositioning a little bit, holding down the right trigger, waiting for cooldowns.
See, my guess is how it was meant to play. At least the first one was in that tactical view. And you play it, it's a bit harder. And you play it with friendly fire on and shit.
Right.
It made it, each fight was a lot more intense. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with this one. The problem with the second one is it wasn't like that anymore. Every battle could be, you could just mash buttons to get through. And it was just a way, like, instead of just having, you see all the enemies that you're fighting and that you're gonna fight, so you know exactly how to plan it. In number two, it was just waves and waves and waves, and enemies would just drop down from the walls for no reason. So this one, it's like with the tactical camera and all that. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm missing is like traps and shit, where like the ground could have like oil on it that you can light on fire.
Oh, those
kind
of traps. Okay. There's some of those I've run into later on.
Oh, yeah. Really? I haven't run into anything. Yeah, like
not
that
a lot. I don't want to make it sound like they're all over the place. Like it's very few. Justin Doss, did you guys enjoy?
Also, I wanted to when he said that the combat was the worst part, it reminded me of something that Harris said over the weekend, and it's one of those things where people just say like a statement that they don't actually mean, but that. Like, I get what they're trying to say, but, like, he put in the Halo Master Chief Collection. He's like, oh, can I check this out? I was like, yeah, sure, go ahead. So he put it in, he started playing it, and he's, like, flipping through the menus, and, like, the music is playing. I was like, oh, man, I've always loved the music in these games. He's like, oh, yeah, that's the best part. No, it's not. It's really good, but you've got a whole fucking game there. It's like... I don't know, that just reminded me of that's the worst part. Except that you might be right that the combat is the worst part.
The Master Chief Collection is still fucking broken. Like, the online
doesn't work.
I haven't tried it, so I don't really know. I'm playing...
It's a year of broken games. Haven't you heard? Apparently. It's Harris a new thing to do in this company is to release half-assed games.
Yeah.
Fix them later. We're still going to get $500 million on day one.
We'll fix it in post.
Yeah, we'll see how many we get on day one to decide if it's good enough to fix.
God damn it, Javi's just posting wrestling gifts.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, it really says something that the most functional game I can think of this year was Bayonetta.
God, Bayonetta. Donkey Kong.
Yeah, Bayonetta 2 and Donkey Kong. Like those are the
these,
most,
these game. Well, I should say the Wii U has most finished, the most
because they can't count on their internet service.
Yes, they can't patch them.
They don't. That's why Nintendo doesn't have an online infrastructure, because they don't want that crutch. They don't want their developers to get lazy.
Whereas other games on the other two consoles have been fucking broken all year at release, yeah. And then it's like months to fix them.
Yeah.
That's the future of games, everyone. Yay.
Yeah. Hopefully not. Did you guys enjoy Thanksgiving and your Black Friday deals? Enjoyed Thanksgiving. Black Friday a little lacking.
I didn't buy anything.
I haven't bought anything either. I'm wearing the headphones I bought, and I'm using the mic that I bought. Thanks, Black Friday. Thank you, Amazon.
Hashtag skip the line.
I haven't even looked at Black Friday deals.
It's a little late now.
Well, yeah, I didn't look at any of them. Well, not according to Javi. We've got the Black, deals never Black December.
Yeah.
I've seen that movie. Black Christmas is okay.
It's okay. I got a 64 GB flash drive, so that was nice. And then I got the Lord of the Rings bundle from Amazon.
Do we have to list everything we're getting? Because this seems boring.
Okay. I won't.
Don't be an asshole, Gabe.
I had some...
You know, so we can look at things on my monitor.
I had some mashed potatoes. They were okay.
That's cool.
Some water, too. Then finally, Justin Doss, why am I not invited to your raids? Because you made your choice, Justin. You had your chance.
You asleep in this grave that you dug. Yeah.
We gave you the chance to join us, and you failed. You bailed.
It's all right. He can take my spot now. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, Justin, if you're gonna, if you get to level 29 or 30, then you know we could use your services. But
yeah, you'll be over down.
But until then, you made your choice. God damn it, that was so funny. Oh man, all right, and that's all the questions we got.
Sweet. Well then,
Ryan, why don't you wind things down for us?
On to me. Well, if you would like to find our stuff, you can go to GameOverNation.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/GameOverNation. Give us a like. Leave us a comment. If Facebook isn't your thing, head on over to Twitter at GameOverNation. And then there's also our YouTube channel where Gabe has been posting his After the Fact series, which I'm calling his now because he's the only one who's done anything on it in a while. So that's at youtube.com/GameZeroVernation. And so with that, Javi, do the thing.
Hey, thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.
Ho ho hoops.
Ho ho hoops.